As fewer Indiana students go to college, we've heard from families who are skeptical of the idea that everyone should pursue a four-year degree. WFYI education reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy went to one rural Indiana community to learn why students are skipping college and how high school can prepare them to make a good living without a bachelor's degree.
When 37-year-old Lauren Perry graduated from her rural Indiana high school, she knew she was supposed to go to college.
I think that's kind of what the guidance counselor was like. You know, you have to fill out these college applications. You have to go to college if you ever want to amount to anything.
Perry did go to college, but she didn't graduate. Now she owns a construction company with her husband, and a college degree seems unnecessary. So when Perry talks about her three teenage children, her perspective has changed.
Well, now all these trade school jobs are begging for people, and you can make really good money at those also without having the college time or debt involved in it. If they want to go to college, I'm very open to that, but I'm not going to be a person to force them to go to college.
That's one reason Perry and her husband chose to send their children to Shoals Community Schools in Martin County. Over the past several years, the Southern Indiana District has committed to career and technical education, what used to be called vocational ed. Shoals students now choose career-focused areas like healthcare, construction, or agriculture, alongside other high school requirements.
So it definitely gives them some more options other than just you have to go to college and figure your life out that way.
Indiana's college-going rate is stagnant after several years of decline. And the drop has been particularly steep in rural places like Martin County, where educational attainment was already low. Only about 13% of adults in the county have bachelor's degrees. Educators in Shoals say that in a place where many graduates won't go to college, it's particularly important for the high school to offer good career training. I meet Colin Hampton outside a building under construction. He walks me around a dirt lot where his team is setting up wood frames for curbs.
We're doing the curbs around here. That way we come in and pour the concrete for the parking lot. And we're just forming up for it right now.
Hampton graduated from Shoals in 2021. When he was younger, he thought the only way to avoid a job in manufacturing or mining was to go to college. But as a teenager, he learned about other options. In his construction class at Shoals, he helped pour a concrete walking path. He liked it so much that he and his father started a concrete company.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's fun. Manual labor is fun. It keeps you in shape, and then you can be artistic with it.
Hampton says he wouldn't have considered this career if it weren't for his high school experience, and he wants other students to have that same kind of exposure.
I think everybody should have experience and hands-on and figure out what you want to do, because you may not like it when you actually get into it. And then if it is a college degree, you waste a lot of money in college and you don't like it.
Students in Shoals say teachers and counselors don't pressure them to choose a particular path after high school. Instead, the school tries to show them they have options. Shoals senior Isaiah Weiniger thinks he'd be planning to go to college if he hadn't taken career classes in high school. But his construction class helped him realize he doesn't want to spend his days behind a desk.
I like my hands-on experience. Getting a little bit dirty don't bother me or nothing. And all these trades, and pretty much every trade that I know is in high demand. So that's kind of
Isaiah now wants to become a diesel mechanic, a job he's really excited about.
And I just kind of really don't want to be in a bunch of college debt, and I'm just ready to get out there and go to work, so.
Federal data shows that diesel mechanics make about $59,000 a year. That's significantly less than what workers with bachelor's degrees typically earn, but it's about $12,000 more than median wages for high school educated workers in general. In Shoals, Indiana, I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.
This story was produced with support from the Higher Education Media Fellowship at the Institute for Citizens and Scholars.